Welcome to Earthwise, Reflections on Earth-Based Spirituality. I'm Anu Dudley with a piece about the skunk. I stepped outside to take my early morning walk and caught the faint familiar whiff of skunk. Ah, I remarked, country scent. And now that skunk is in the air once again, I'd like to take a few minutes to honor skunk as a harbinger of spring and as an underappreciated totem animal. Our word for skunk comes from the Algonquin word zagwonk, a New World mammal with 11 species in all. Here in North America, we have the common skunk or polecat, identified by its black fur and its white stripe down the back, and its characteristic pungent scent. Early settlers to the New World brought no skunk folklore with them from the old country because there were no skunks where they came from. And so far, I have found little North American folklore either, other than one from the Cree people about how Raccoon, the leader of the animals, managed to defeat giant skunk, but got his eyes poisoned so badly that he had to wrap a covering over them and make his way to the ocean to wash them in seawater. Hence, Raccoon's black mask. In Hopi lore, skunk was called the carrier of hot embers. In this culture, skunk was a sun symbol and represented the sun's dual properties of benevolence and destruction. The white stripes on its back signified sunlight, and the black fur represented the consequences of the sun's scorching heat. In Native American symbolism, skunk seems to have represented healthy self-esteem, respect for self and others, the ability to celebrate one's reputation. That is an interesting perspective, especially since we, and indeed most other animals, seem to find the scent of skunk so repulsive, and skunks themselves to be potential threats. But skunk's behavior is an admirable example of laissez-faire in the animal world, embodying a practice of non-interference in the affairs of others, especially with reference to individual conduct or freedom of action. Indeed, skunk may be one of the most misunderstood members of the animal world because it is both peaceful and fearless at the same time. It does not get out of the way of any other animal, moving slowly and calmly as it makes its way about, and only sprays its noxious scent as a last resort of self-defense. When threatened, skunk faces its attacker and stamps its front feet. If that doesn't make the animal back off, skunk turns around and shows its tail. And if the animal is still threatening, skunk lifts its tail, looks over its shoulder, takes aim at the attacker, and sprays, often directly in the face, which stings the eyes. Skunk can spray from 12 to 15 feet with great accuracy, and then repeat the spray 5 or 6 times before needing to replenish its reeking ammunition. Above all, skunk is about reputation and respect. Our reputation, after all, is our protection. It is what brings us the respect of our community and allows us to go about our daily lives with dignity and purpose. When we embody our reputations, we can be assertive at the times when assertiveness is called for. We can stand our ground and not allow ourselves to be manipulated or pushed around. And we can be kind and collaborative members of our communities when we need to come together. Skunk is an important, though overlooked, symbol of protection. And I have sometimes wondered, when designing our nation's Union Jack, why they chose a snake to illustrate the slogan, "Don't Tread on Me." Wouldn't the skunk have been a more meaningful symbol? Because in the end, who would willingly tread on a skunk? Blessed be, you've been listening to Earthwise, Reflections on Earth-Based Spirituality. I'm Anu Dudley.